Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local historian Michael Zods about the Brenton Film Collection and his recent trip to Italy to show them. This is part one of a two-part interview. You recently returned from Italy with the Brenton Films, who are now going abroad. Can you tell us about that experience and what happened?
Well, my wife and I had the great joy of spending a week in Bologna, Italy, by invitation to the oldest film festival in the world. And this started in 2014 when we were at a film festival at the Library of Congress. And one of our films was identified there as a lost Georges Méliès film. Georges Méliès is the main filmmaker in France. And he personally destroyed all of his negatives. And so many of his films just no longer exist. The film that was identified at the Library of Congress was not known to exist anywhere in the world since 1911. And so that made it a significant find. Serge Bromberg, who is the top European film expert, worked with us. He identified the film. We took the film to Paris 2 years ago, and he restored it. And we asked him where would be the best place to re-premiere this film. And I don't think re-premiere is a word, but I don't know what else to use. And he talked some about the Cannes Film Festival, and to me that just didn't seem to be the right place. Is too glitzy. And I wanted it to be a place where everybody would get to see it if they wanted to. And at the Cannes, that wouldn't have been possible. So he said the best place to do what you want to do is the film festival in Bologna. Bologna's in northern Italy. They have the oldest film festival in the world. So Serge Bromberg arranged for us to go there. And it's an eight-day festival. They show over 400 films. Our film was scheduled as the lead film in the final performance of the festival, the top event at night. And it's held in the Piazza Maggiore, which is the old part of town. It has a four-story screen. Several thousand people come. And it's a big deal. We didn't have completely full house in that Italy was playing Germany in soccer the same time. And so there was it wasn't clear full. And I was real glad that Italy didn't do anything important in the soccer match while I was talking, because the whole town just erupted whenever they did do something. But so we got to lead off the Saturday night performance, which was on July the 2nd. And in the 30 years of the festival, they had had rain one day. On July 2nd, it rained in the afternoon. But by evening, it was wonderful. Hot. It was middle 90s like it was here. But very few people get to address the whole festival. Four or five people maybe get to address the whole festival. There's lots of parts to the festival. But the evening performances are open to everybody. And so I got to introduce the film, had an interpreter, and I didn't know until after I was done talking that I was also on the four-story screen behind. I didn't turn around, and I think that was a good thing. But it was great joy to be able to introduce the film and explain how it was found here in Washington and the restoration, and that this audience would be the first audience to see it in 105 years, and why we were doing it in Bologna. And they seemed to really appreciate that. And so it was just great fun. I had a wonderful lady who was interpreting for me, and a lady from the Netherlands accompanied the film, and I got to help her select the music and the instrumentation that would go with it. And the film is a minute and a half long, and most people think that's not very significant, but and it, in the scheme of things, isn't. But at this film festival, it was a major thing. Georges Méliès made over 1,000 films, I believe, and there's maybe 300 of them that have been found. Serge Bromberg, the expert on Melee, said that on the average, they find a film about once a year. Ours was the film that was found in 2014. There were no films discovered in 2015. He was so excited because they just found a film in 2016. And I got to meet the lady that found it. And they were so excited about this film. It was 5 seconds long.
Wow.
It was just a fragment, but they were so excited to find anything. We have a whole film. Even though it's a minute and a half, it's a whole film. When they found that 5 seconds, they just thought it was fantastic.
That's been today's Washington Page with Mike Zaz, local historian, who recently traveled to Italy to show the Brenton films at a film festival. This is part one of a two-part interview.